program created by the Rio Grande Oil Company.
San Rafael police calling all cars, attention all cars. Be on the lookout for a gang of housebreakers known to be operating in San Rafael. Further details to follow.
San Francisco Bay Area of Northern California, an area where the police are enthusiastic users of Rio Grande cracked gasoline. All the police and emergency cars of Oakland and the neighboring city of Berkeley use nothing but Rio Grande cracked gasoline. In Southern California, the largest law enforcement body in the West, the Los Angeles Police Department, use nothing but Rio Grande cracked gasoline. In Arizona, the largest county in the state is Maricopa, and every car operated by the county sheriff's office uses Rio Grande cracked gasoline. In fact, wherever calling all cars is heard, more police and emergency cars use Rio Grande cracked than any other brand. And all these thousands of emergency cars use exactly the same gasoline you get from your neighborhood Rio Grande dealer. At the same price you pay for ordinary gasoline, you can enjoy the extra pleasure of police car performance. Now it is our pleasure to present Chief Sabin King of San Rafael, California, who will address you from the studios of station KFRC in San Francisco. Chief King.
Ladies and gentlemen of the Southwest, it is with great pleasure and a sense of honor that I have accepted calling all cars invitation to participate in a splendid campaign to educate the public to the futility of crime. The case you will hear is from my confidential files tonight. It is perhaps not as blood-curdling as some which have been broadcasted before, but it is, I feel, an interesting example of the less spectacular duty your police officers are called upon to perform. This gang, about which you will hear, operated in the region of San Rafael for more than 2 years. Although their individual crimes were not large, were not headline compelling, they were nonetheless crimes, and the aggregated of their activities compelled us to eradicate them. When I became chief about a year and a half ago, I determined that this bunch of hoodlums must go. How we accomplished this turned out to be a rather difficult task. You will now hear.
It is a brisk November day in 1934. Officer Mike Holloran of the San Rafael Police Force has just returned from his seat when Chief Sabin King summoned him to his office.
You wanted to see me, Chief?
Oh, yes. Come in, Holloran.
Something up?
Oh, nothing new, but something we've got to break up. This gang of hoodlums that have been breaking in houses around here. There was another robbery last night.
I've been working on that gang for some time now, Chief, and they're a tough bunch to crack. As a matter of fact, I've got a good idea who's behind them, but so far there's no proof. Nothing concrete.
Well, it's up to somebody to get proof. The citizens and taxpayers are beginning to get sore about it.
I've been thinking over an idea that might work, Chief. It's the only way I can see to get them with the evidence. Maybe it'd work if I could have some help.
What is it?
Well, I've been watching a fellow by the name of Perenini. Sam Perenini. He's a Portuguese, a night watchman. And I've got a hunch that he's the bird that's engineering all these jobs.
What makes you think that?
Well, in the first place, he knows his way around this town. Been here for some time. And in the second place, he hangs around with a bunch of pretty shady-looking birds.
Well, what is this plan you were talking about?
Just this. If I could have someone to go with me, I could get some old clothes and let my beard grow and try to get in with a gang. And that way, I'd have positive evidence.
That's pretty risky business, Halloran. How do you know they wouldn't recognize her?
I don't, but I'm pretty sure I could get away with it for a while.
All right. Here's what we'll do. You officially leave town tonight for a business trip, only you don't really leave. Tonight about 10 o'clock, you come over to my house and we'll dope this thing out.
You mean you're going to work with me?
Exactly. We'll try this plan of yours and see what happens. Got any old clothes?
I think I can dig some up.
Good. I'll round up some of my own and we'll go to work. From tonight on, Holloran, there are 2 less policemen in San Rafael and 2 more tramps in the freight yard.
Pursuing this ingenious plan, Pete Kane leaves word that both he and Holloran will be out of town for a few days. Then that night, he and Holloran meet at his home, change into old clothes, even apply a touch of makeup to complete their transformation. An hour later, as the 11:20 Eureka night train pans into the little San Rafael station, 2 disreputable hobos swing from the last car and stand talking in the shadow of a sidetracked freight car.
Well, so far, so good. Anybody watching that entrance to town would think we were just a couple of the boys.
I feel dirty enough to be a bum. Hope I look like you.
Don't worry, you do. As a matter of fact, if I saw you coming down the street and I was in uniform, I'd throw you in jail on the back yard.
Well, we can't stand here all night. Let's go over to the taxi stand by the station and see if the drivers recognize us. If we can get by them, we're a stink.
Right, let's go.
Wonder if we can bum a cup of coffee. I could stand one after that train ride, even though it was only a few blocks.
How'd you like to be a real hobo and do this all the time?
No, thanks. I'm afraid I couldn't take it. Well, here's the test. There's one of the boys in front of his cab now. He knows me by sight. Come on.
What are you going to say to him?
Asking for a flop or something. Watch it. Say, buddy, where's a guy liable to find a flop house in this town? Me and my friend here just got in. We're dead tired.
You're in the wrong town for that, buddy. This place don't run no free hotels for bums yet. Unless maybe you'd like to read us in the jail, huh?
No, no thanks. Maybe we made a mistake stopping here. Come on, Al. Let's do it.
Okay. And thanks, buddy.
Oh, so much of it, buddy.
Must have a good police department here.
Yeah.
Anyway, he didn't know you. Now what do we do?
There's a place around the corner up here where Perinini hangs out. It's a sort of a dive. Maybe we could mosey in there and get an earful.
I don't think we both ought to go in. I'll go in and you stick around in the near vicinity and see what happens.
And if something does happen?
Well, just use your own judgment. And it better be good.
Okay. Let's part company here then. I'll meet you up at the next corner in 15 minutes.
Right.
Good luck.
Thanks. Same to you.
What are you on?
I want to come in.
Who sent you?
Eddie, down at the pool hall, told me I'd get a drink here. I just got in town today.
All right. Come in.
Thanks. It's kind of cold out there.
Yeah.
Heard you made good hot toddies here. Thought I might take a crack at one.
I don't like to let strangers in here unless there was somebody I know. I guess it's all right. Come on into the bar.
Thanks. Hey, you got a nice layout here.
Yeah. You can order what you want at the bar.
Right. What'll it be, buddy? Make it a hot toddy.
A hot toddy, come up.
Say, bartender, maybe you can tell me something.
Maybe.
I just flew in town today, and I was told to look up a fellow here. I think his name is Perinini.
What about him?
Nothing about him. I only thought maybe you could tell me if he was here tonight, that's all. I know a mutual friend of his from out of town.
Yeah, he's here. Over there at that table.
Hey, am I lucky?
I wouldn't bother him right now, though. He's talking business, and he don't like to be bothered when he's busy.
That right? Well, maybe I better wait a while, huh? I don't want to get him sore.
That's a good idea, buddy. Here's your hot toddy.
Well, boy, that looks good to me.
30 cents.
Huh? Oh, sure. Almost forgot. That's funny. Had some money a minute ago.
Hey, what is this?
I can't seem to find my dough. Must have lost it somewhere. But I can get some from my friend at the pool hall.
Oh, you can get it from your friend at the pool hall, can you? Well, this ain't no free drink establishment. Come on, walk over.
I haven't got any money with me, I tell you. I'll have to go and get some.
Hey, Joe. Come over here and help this fellow out, will you?
Sure.
There isn't any trouble. I just found out that I'd lost some money somewhere, that's all. I told this gentleman that I'd get some if he'd let me go downtown for a minute.
I don't think you got a dime to your name. Help him out, Joe. The back way.
A pleasure. Come on, buddy. This way up.
Hey, wait a minute. There's no reason to get tough about 30 cents.
That's walking. It ain't the money. It's the principle of it.
Listen, I'll walk out of here, but you're not going to throw me out.
Well, what do you call this?
Brutally hurled to the pavement, Pete Kane lies unconscious on the sidewalk until a passing pedestrian sees him and turns him a call to the police department. And a few minutes later, two officers arrive in the patrol wagon to pick up the supposed drunk.
Here he is, pal. Come on and give me a hand with him.
Yeah, looks like a tramp. Probably been drinking canned meat or something.
Yeah.
All right. Oh,
here you
go. He's
a heavy one, ain't he?
Yeah. In the wagon now. Easy. Okay, Tom. Have us get him back with him. Let's go home.
Right.
Oh. Now, take it easy, old boy. You're going to get a nice rest in the jailhouse. Everything's going to be all right.
Yeah, well, in the name of all of it. Hey, wait a minute. What's going on here?
Need your help? No, he's waking up, that's all. Tom. Whatever, back to me.
What's the matter?
Look.
That's right, boy.
What are you doing here in these clothes?
I got bounced out of that joint.
But I don't see.
Look, boy. Slide me around the corner there, will you? Just pretend that you don't know me until we get away from here. I'm on a job.
Oh, okay. Come on, Todd.
All right.
I'll tell you all about this later. Meanwhile, I don't want you to say anything about it to anyone. Make out your report and simply state that you answered a call, found a man on the sidewalk, and gave him medical aid, and then released him.
Yes, sir.
Your own satisfaction, I'll tell you this much. Pollard and I are working on a job here in town, and we don't want anybody to know who we are. That's why the disguise.
I've never had such a surprise in my life. You could have knocked me over with a bridge girder.
Good. Wait a minute. Here's where I want to get off. Pull up here, Sergeant, will you?
All right.
Remember, not a word to anyone about this. That's important.
Right, Chief. We won't say anything.
Good. Well, thanks for the ride. The first one I've ever had in the rear end of our patrol wagon. And it's not bad. Not bad at all.
Bidding the bewildered officers goodbye, Chief Kane returns to the corner and meets Holloman. And together they return to the chief's house, where they each fasten heavy packs on their backs, hobo packs, one with blankets in it, the other with a small submachine gun. Thus prepared for any emergency, they proceed to a lumberyard next to Farinelli's house and make their bed between two piles of wood, where they can watch the place. All the rest of that night, the two officers keep a sharp watch on the activities of the Farinelli house. In the early hours of the morning, he manages to get close enough to overhear what sounds like a large panel sliding back and heavy objects being moved. But due to the thick blinds on the windows, they can see nothing within. They learn, however, that something is being planned for the following night. So next evening, in an old borrowed car, and still dressed in their old clothes, Chief Kane and Officer Holloman pull up in the shadows a half block away from the house and wait for things to happen.
Oh, God,
yes, it's the same one I saw the other day. I wonder what they're up to.
Well, we shouldn't have long to wait. Here comes someone out of the house now.
It's Farinini. And here come the rest of them. What the devil are they carrying?
I can't see. It's too far away. Well, anyway, it looks as though we might have some action.
They're loading the stuff into the car.
Quiet. Wait till we see what they do. We don't want to get them suspicious that we spoil everything.
They're leaving.
Okay, let's go. Keep plenty of distance, fellow.
I will. Hey, those birds are in an awful hurry wherever they're going.
They may have spotted it and they climbed the ditches. Don't let them.
Don't worry. I won't lose them if it's humanly possible not to.
There's one to the left, that next corner. Get around it before they have a chance to duck into an alley or something.
I'm doing the best I can with this crate.
Watch it, Halloran. There's something right ahead there.
I wonder what's
Chief, watch yourself.
Well, pretend we're drunk, very drunk. They're coming back and they've got guns.
If we get out of this, I'll crush
them. Shut up and act drunk. Sing or something.
Come on, watch yourself, dude. Pick up your hands, you. Get out of that car.
Huh?
You heard to me. Get out of that car.
Don't go away. I don't want to get out of the car. I won't get out of the car.
It's the one that didn't run over it. Come along. Out of going in no place anyway. I doubt if they ever could drive, you see. Come on, forget them.
Hey, sure, I hadn't better put them away for a little while. I just sort of slap them on the head with my gun butt.
I said forget them. You're going to get yourself and all the rest of us in the jam at some time. All of us are wanting to slap someone over the head with that toy.
Okay, boss. I only thought it wouldn't hurt anything.
Come on. Let's go back to the car. He can't do no more when he's a drunk. Come on.
Nice fellow, huh? Death just breathed over at that time, Chief. I'm not breathing.
Well, give him time to get clear out of sight. He may play more tricks, and I don't want that nervous-fingered bird with a .45 to satisfy his end on my head.
Neither, Chief. I sure thought we were goners then.
So they go around the corner. Can we start?
No, wait a minute. I've got a hunch. Sit tight and give them a little time.
Yeah, but they'll give us a slip if we give them much more time.
Better that than a couple of lead slugs in the back.
I don't quite get you, Chief.
Wait a minute. Quick, jump down and look as though you were asleep.
Yeah, but...
Quiet, do as I say. They might do that.
They drove around the block and came back to make sure.
Boy, am I glad you thought of that.
Come on, get this thing started. I think we can follow them safely enough now, just as long as we don't get too close.
Okay. Where do you suppose they're headed for? There's nothing up in this deserted canyon?
I don't know. But keep your eyes glued to that tail light and stop the second they start to slow up.
I hope they make up their minds pretty soon. This thing hasn't too much gas in it.
Watch it. I think they're stopping. Cut off the motor. They're getting out of the car.
Chief, look, they're carrying rifles.
You're right, Holloway. What the deuce are you supposed to...
Look, they're flashing a spotlight up the side of that hill.
What the... Was a dirty trap. They're shooting deer. Using a spotlight to blind them and then blast them. I'd like to take a crack at them right now.
That's a pretty dirty thing to do. Great sport.
Watch it. They're carrying the deer to a car. Well, I guess this time we're out of luck. Let's get back to town and call it a night. We haven't anything concrete yet. But I'm dead sure this is the bunch we want, and we're going to get them if we have to follow them from here to the South Pole.
The following night, Chief Kane and Holloran stake out on Terranini's house, but there's no sign of life. The next night, however, they have better luck when they manage to trace the gang to the San Rafael yacht harbor. From the shadow of a boathouse, they observe two of the men working on a yacht, anchored just off the pier. The officers creep slowly out onto the pier.
What do you suppose they're doing out here? A little rum running?
I don't know, but I sure wish we could get them with the goods. I'm getting tired of spending my nights playing cops and robbers.
Let's try to get closer. Maybe they hear what they're saying.
One of those fellas is the bird that wanted to use his gun on us the other night. I hope he doesn't spot us.
Hold everything a minute. They're looking over here.
I was afraid of this.
If they start anything, try to get undercover without shooting. You don't want to come out in the open yet.
They're really giving us the once-over, Chief. I don't like the looks of it.
Watch it. They're coming over to the wharf in a rowboat. Come on, let's get out of here.
No, let's see what they do. Maybe they haven't recognized us and they're just coming at you off of something else. I'm getting tired of hiding anyway.
Well, we'll know in a minute. Get your gun ready, Holland. There may be a little action.
Don't worry. I have my hand on it right this minute.
Hey, you guys. What are you looking for?
Oh, just looking around. Nothing in particular.
Well, this is a private pier. We don't want any visitors hanging around.
First time I ever knew it was private. This pier belongs to the city.
Listen, wise guy. I said it was private. I meant what I said. That's Sam.
Watch it, Howland. He's got a gun in his pocket.
Go on, beat it before I let you have one.
Sorry, but we're not going anywhere.
Oh, yeah?
Did he get you, Howland?
No, miss.
I think he's going to head over to the side of the pier and get a shot at them.
Getting so foggy, you can't see anything out here.
Yeah, I can hear them in the boat out there, but you can't see anything.
What do we do now?
Stick around and see what happens.
Listen, it's a squad car.
Yeah. Well, they must have heard that shot. Come on, we don't want the boys to know what's up yet. They might spoil all the work we've done.
Think we can make our own car?
I think so. Come on.
Here we are.
Let this keep moving quick. Something running away from our own boys.
It'll be funny if they start shooting. We can't stop to explain things now.
Get a chance, swing into a gas station and turn off the lights. Maybe we can pick them that way.
There's one right up the road here. If I can make it before they spot it.
Well, we got a block on them. Step on it. Attaboy, turn off the lights.
There.
Well, I don't think there's much sense hanging around here anymore tonight. Fog's too heavy to see anything. Let's go home and get a bit of rest. Tomorrow we can come down here and see what's going on.
That suits me fine, Chief. I was beginning to think maybe I'd never get a night's sleep again.
The next night, Chief Kane and Holland borrow a different car and drive to the Perinini house. As they approach, they see the gang's white car pulling away. Following it, they arrive at the other side of the town in a residential district where the white car comes to a stop.
Go on by and don't look as though you've noticed us.
Right.
All right. Now we can slow down.
Did you notice that house they stopped in front of? Somebody's either moving in or out of it. All the furniture's on the porch.
Yeah. Let's park the car here and walk back.
Okay. Try to cart that stuff off.
That's what I'm hoping. If they do, we can watch them and see where they take it. Then get the boys and knock them over.
There's a house.
Yeah. They're up on the porch. Stick here in the shadows and don't make any noise.
Don't worry. I haven't any desire to play target for them again.
You can hear them talking.
Yeah.
Hurry up, boys. Hurry up. Come on.
What's the matter with you tonight, Sam? You getting mad?
No, I'm just in a hurry. I said to hurry up, that's all.
You've been acting like an old lady for a couple of days now. I think
you've
got the temper.
Oh, come on, will you?
Yeah, say, listen. Sam's
shirt's
starting to sweat. Any Jackson? Must be
these
late hours, huh?
Yeah, you can't take it anymore. That's the trouble. Can't take it anymore. All right, Jackson. All right, Jackson. You'll set up the rest when you get the busy, will you? Do you want some more discipline when we get home, huh?
No, no, I don't. I'm sorry, sir. I won't say nothing more, honest.
That's better.
Yeah, I've got all the stuff out of these drawers, eh?
Good. Take it up to the car. We'll be out in a minute.
Okay.
You've got everything, Jackson?
Yeah, what there is to get. Mostly old clothes, a couple of furs here. Not worth nothing much.
All right, that's enough. Let's get away from here. We'll go back to the house and put this stuff away and have a drink.
You don't need one.
Shut up.
That's all we need, Holland. Let's go back to headquarters and round up the boys. We'll make our arrest tonight.
Calling headquarters for reinforcements, the two officers start preparing the house. But suddenly, when they are several blocks away, they see flames breaking out in a small bungalow. As they pull to a stop in front of the burning house, Jackson rushes out, jumps into a car parked in front, and drives away in the direction of Perinini. Letting him go, the officers do what they can to control the blaze until the fire department arrives, and then proceed to the gang's hideout. Arriving there, they meet officers Kelly and Soar.
We were just beginning to wonder what had happened to you, Chief. Well, we ran into a little fire back the road a ways. Unless my eyes are getting bad, the lad who shut it is one of his gang.
There's just one more thing we can pin on him. Arson.
Right. Well, let's get this over with. Kelly, you and Soar take the front door. See if you can get in without letting on who you are. Holland and I'll wait in the back until we hear you get in. Then we'll bust in and meet you halfway.
Okay, Chief.
Well, good luck, boys.
Same to you, Chief. We'll see you inside.
Right. Come on, Holland. Around the back.
If
If we can get through the back door while they're talking to the boys at the front, we ought to be able to surprise them.
Now, Paul, quiet now. I can hear someone talking in there, but I can't make out what they're saying.
Kelly and George should be at the front pretty soon.
Right then, now. Get set to go through this back door as soon as we hear them talking.
Somebody at the door,
Bill.
You.
Get set, Howland.
I'm set, itching to go.
What do you want?
Take up your hands,
Dylan.
Hey, Dylan,
stay with
you,
sir.
Come on, Howard. It's time to get moving.
Sam, get up there, Bill. I got the money. I can't. I'm coming.
All right, Sam. Toss your gun away and stick up your hand.
Where the hell are you from, Sam?
Never mind that. Stick up your hand.
Look out, Howard. Look out for Jackson.
Why, get him, Jackson. Get him, Jackson.
Howard, take care of Bernie. I wouldn't advise you to do that, Sam. There's too many of us here. You wouldn't get very far, even if you did shoot me.
Stand back.
Nice work, Doris. He never knew what hit him.
Here's Jackson, Chief. I think he's all through fighting for a while.
Good. How about you, Bill? Do you want to go along peacefully, or do you want some of the same medicine?
That chance I'd ever get in the way with all you flat feet loaded to the hills with 45s. I'll go along all right, but you haven't got anything on me.
Well, that's where you're wrong, young fellow. We've got plenty on you. Enough to send you up for quite a nice stretch.
Couple of women here, Chief.
Yeah, fine, Howard. Bring them along with us. We'll make a nice little party of it. Kelly, you and Sword, see if you can get Peroni there onto his feet and get him out to the car. The rest of us will take care of Jackson and Bill here and the women. I want to have a special talk with Mr. Jackson about that little arson job he pulled tonight.
Hey, what's that? I don't know what you're talking about.
No use, Jackson. Holland and I both saw you run out of that bungalow over on First Street just as it started to burn. If you didn't set fire to it, what were you doing in it?
So you finally did it, did you, Jackson? I told you not to try
it. Oh, shut up. Even if I did, it's none of your business. You're always trying to boss me anyway, and I'm sick of it.
Well, I guess that settles that.
After a few persuasive days in jail, Peramini confessed to a long list of robberies. He was quickly brought to trial and sentenced to San Quentin Penitentiary for from 1 to 5 years. Jackson drew a sentence in the state insane asylum. The three women, never having actually participated in the robbery, were released on probation. And Hawkins was given 3 months in the county jail and then released on 5 years probation. Rio Grande is proud of the confidence placed in this company by the many police departments of the West, who open their confidential files so that we may give you these true crime dramas, and who further show their confidence by selecting Rio Grande cracked gasoline over all others to power their emergency cars. If you want to know why Rio Grande gets so many contracts from the West's biggest cities and counties, ask your Rio Grande dealer for a free copy of the latest issue of the Calling All Cars News, which explains for the first time the secret of Rio Grande's famous patented cracking process, an exclusive refining method which gives this unusual gasoline many features possessed by no other brand. You get a lot of interesting things every time you drive into a Rio Grande city. An interesting free publication, some free police money, which you can exchange for free gifts for boys and girls. And you also get a top-grade motor oil, guaranteed to contain no useless, bulky filler, no wax, no worthless petroleum jelly. Sinclair motor oils in cans at 25 cents and 30 cents a quart have created a sensation in the oil industry by offering what is unquestionably the best motor oil money can buy.
Police calling all cars, attention all cars. Cancellation broadcast 121 regarding a robbery gang. Suspects in this case are now in custody. That's all.
This is your narrator, Frederick Lindsley, bidding you good night for the Rio Grande Oil Company.